All right, welcome to this quick Intel update. Mike Adams here. I've got some new numbers from a couple of retailers that I know, and this was supposed to be in today's Situation Update podcast, but we had some SD card corruption, lost about 12 minutes, so I'm recording this separately. But here's what we know. The publisher of ammo.com sent in some new statistics, and of course, they are retailers for ammunition. And ammo.com, since the Russian invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, they've now seen a 166% increase in revenue. They've had increased transactions and also increased site traffic. So ammo sales are surging again. Now, remember that ammo shortage has been in place. It's been a bad supply situation really ever since the beginning of COVID. And prices of ammo went into sort of triple or quadruple territory for a while. They came back down and they've settled in sort of the double territory, double what we used to pay in 2019. And right now they're kind of trending back up again because of the Ukraine-Russia situation. And also my assessment is that these prices are going to go up long-term because of the increases in the prices on nickel. Copper. I mean, think about what makes brass. Think about the supply chain. Think about the export shutdowns and the economic sanctions against Russia and how Ukraine is being affected because of the Russian invasion and the disruptions in the ports, in the Black Sea. So yeah, a lot of minerals are going to get a lot more expensive, minerals slash metals, and that's going to affect ammunition quite substantially. Now, just for the record, ammo.com is not, a sponsor. They're just someone that we know. You know, they're a great resource and a great website. We appreciate them sharing that with us. Now, I have intel for you now from Tina at the Satellite Phone Store. Also, they are a sponsor, and that website is sat123.com. But here's the intel. So all satellite phones are wiped out. The entire supply is wiped out globally. It's gone. Because the government of Ukraine bought up every last satellite phone from every retailer that they could find. It was kind of like China buying up all the masks and PPE in, January of 2020. Yeah, same thing's happening with sat phones. They're gone. So right now, an Iridium sat phone runs $3,500. Yeah, I mean, on Craigslist or wherever. If you want to pick up an Iridium phone, market price is $3,500. If you're sitting on an Iridium phone and you don't want it, you can sell it to Ukraine, the government, for $3,500. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you get in touch with them, but that's the going price. And these used to cost, $900 or something, like a month ago? Well, they're going to get a lot more expensive because Tina told me, and they have thousands. I mean, they sell thousands of satellite phones every year. She told me that the cost increases for production of these phones is going to be massive. She's being told that Iridium phone production costs are rising 40%. And some of that's based on the circuit boards and the polymers and so on. It's all supply chain disruptions. So an Iridium phone that was, $900, figure it's going to be $1,300 or so, even if the price ever comes back down. And again, right now they're $3,500. Now, just to help our sponsor here, Satellite Phone Store, they are getting 1,000 Inmarsat phones in April. Tina told me they have 600 people waiting in line for those phones, so they've got about 400 slots, reservation slots. If you want to get in line and get an Inmarsat sat phone in April, late April, then contact them, sat123.com, and get on their list to get a phone in late April. And those phones, I don't know what the price is going to be. But yeah, I really don't know. Everything's going up. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get more phones after that or how many months it's going to take and so on. They do have Bivy Sticks, which is two-way satellite text messaging. And I've got one of these devices. It's about the size of an ice cream sandwich. You just hold it up. It talks to the satellites. You can do two-way text messaging, and it talks to your mobile phone via Bluetooth. in order, you can use your phone to read and compose text messages, but they're sent and received via satellites. So here's something else. What Tina told me is that she's very concerned about what happens during the next natural disaster. So normally when there's a hurricane or a flood or an earthquake or some big disaster event, or let's say war, and the grid is down, then the first responders use satellite phones because all their cell phones don't work, obviously. So the satellite phone store donates phones to first responders. They loan them out, and sometimes they give them out. And that enables, you know, firefighters and police and whoever and sheriff's deputies to do their job. And they've been doing this after, especially hurricanes and so on. So the next natural disaster that happens in America, if it happens anytime soon, there will be no extra phones for first responders. None whatsoever. And so if you think about it, the global supply chain strain is actually putting tension on every other disaster or local emergency event that might be taking place, you know, wildfires or what have you. There's going to be more fires probably in California. You know, there's a drought for the western half of the United States. So this just means that the victims, the people who are caught in these disasters, whether it's hurricanes or floods or fires, they're not going to be, you know, aided or rescued in an effective way. Just kind of underscoring the fact that we're on our own in so many ways right now because of what's happening in the world. Now, one more piece of intel to share with you, although this didn't come to me directly. This is public knowledge, but fertilizer prices are up 300%+, and natural gas prices are up in some areas of the world 350%. And remember, it takes natural gas to make fertilizer, so that's why fertilizer prices are very, very high. And also, of course, Russia has shut down the exporting of fertilizer, and Russia is a major fertilizer producer. But part of that is the Western sanctions, of course, because no one can pay Russia for fertilizer. So even if Russia wanted to export fertilizer, you can't pay them because they've been disconnected from the banking system. So now you have this global fertilizer shortage, which is going to translate into, obviously, crop yield problems. We're going to see these numbers. I was told yesterday, I interviewed David Dubine, and I was told that the numbers are going to start coming in from the farms in May, and the numbers are going to be catastrophic, and then more numbers in June and July and so on. And it's only then, it's that time period, that the mainstream people are going to realize they're going to face real food scarcity, possibly starvation, for the rest of the year. So the second half of 2022, let's just call it Starvation Alley. And in some areas, it's going to be worse. There was something else that just happened. I think in Lebanon, they now have started rationing wheat flour. And in Iraq, the food riots have already begun. So you're already starting to see the impact of this just from wheat prices going up in anticipation of the wheat shortages that are going to be catastrophic for the second half of this year. Just the prices going up is already causing riots and rationing. And remember what I said in my podcast, just listen to the full situation update if you want to hear about it, that this is going to be used in the United States to roll out food rationing passports, because they didn't succeed with the vaccine passports. So they're going to push the food rationing passports, which is that if you want to eat, the food's being rationed. This is going to happen this year, trust me, at the grocery stores. And the only way you get to buy flour or rice or chicken or whatever is you have to sign up for the food rationing card. Well, not really a card, system, passport. And it's going to run probably on your mobile phone. And it might have a biometric component at the grocery store, like you got to scan your thumbprint or your iris or have an embedded chip or whatever. And that's how they're going to track you. And that's how they're going to control you. And that's how they're going to starve you. The weaponization of food scarcity has begun. So in all, think about just what I mentioned here today. I'm keeping this short, but, you know, telecommunications, emergency comms, very short supply. Metals and minerals, very short supply. People are buying ammo like crazy right now. People are buying food like crazy. I can tell you from our own store, Health Ranger store, that we can't keep our food buckets in stock. We have accelerated our internal production schedule. We're going to have another set available, I think, in about 2 weeks or so. I'll keep you posted in the situation update if you want to get some of that food. And we have gone out and ordered every pallet of every grain and food commodity that we can find that will fit in our warehouse. And our warehouse is much larger now because of our expansion that we completed over the last year and a half or so, where we had to pay, I think, 250% more for steel just for the building and so on. It was insane. Double the price for the concrete. It was just off the charts insane, but we have the space. We're filling it with pallets and pallets and pallets. We had a truck roll in. Well, we have multiple trucks coming in a day, but a truck rolled in, I don't know, what was it, Tuesday or something. I was like, hey, what's on that truck? And he said, oh, 20 pallets of, it was like lentils and beans and rice and quinoa. And I'm like, wow, just here we go, another 20 pallets, just roll it in. And I looked down one aisle of our warehouse, and I couldn't even see. It was just completely packed full of the Ranger bucket buckets, the actual buckets and the lids, just pallets stacked three high, and I don't know how many pallets deep this was, because I just couldn't see. It was all completely blocked with nothing but pallets of the buckets. So I know that we're stocking up as best we can. I know that ammo.com is trying to stock up, but there's massive shortages in the supply. I know that, you know, the phone store, satellite phone store, they're trying to stock up. They can't get them. They're like begging to be able to buy the satellite phones from the manufacturers. And this is true across everybody and everything. Tractor parts, agricultural equipment, used cars, industrial machinery, HVAC, air conditioning, heating and cooling, right? All that stuff, plumbing supplies, new electrical installations, electric panels, everything is using copper and aluminum. And then Jen Psaki comes along and tells us, oh, we should all buy electric vehicles. Crazy Raggedy Ann, there's not enough copper and lithium in the world for everybody to buy an electric vehicle. It doesn't exist. I don't know where these people think that all this stuff magically comes from. You got to dig it out of the ground in a lot of cases, or you got to grow it. These Democrats, they are destroying the world. And they're carrying out basically economic warfare against the American people. That's what we're looking at right now. And folks, there are going to be riots. Riots, riots, riots. Get it in your head. Riots in the cities, food riots, grocery store riots, mass looting. Wait for armed guards at the grocery stores, you know, security checkpoints at the grocery. This is all coming. This is not even difficult to predict. And it's going to happen this year in America. Trust me. Get prepared. Grow food, grow food, grow food. Oh, I should mention, starting tomorrow, Saturday, the free webinar from Marjorie Wildcraft, who I also interviewed. ICanGrowFood.com is the website. And it's a free webinar teaching you how to grow food when you absolutely must grow food, even if you're out of shape, even if you're not young or not fit. You can grow food. She's the expert. Seriously, I visited her farm in Texas when she lived in Texas, and she was growing all kinds of food, even in really bad soils, by the way. She knows how to grow food, and suddenly she was telling me that everybody's contacting her. They want to know how to grow food. We're getting slammed with requests for the grow bins that we don't have. We were telling people we can't find enough labor help to make these things, so we don't even have them. And everybody's like, why don't you, you know, I'll come and volunteer. I'll make them for you. And we can't do that. So everybody's kind of freaking out about learning to grow food all of a sudden. So anyway, that's the thing. It's Saturday, and I think she's got replays going Sunday and Monday as well, but it's ICanGrowFood.com. That's our affiliate link for her program there, but it's free to watch. So check that out. I'll probably keep you posted over this weekend because I think there's a lot more intel coming in. And if I get more intel, I'll put it on a short podcast like this. I'll put it out on the channel. There's something else coming up. Oh, yeah. Diesel prices in Texas hit $5.50 this week. It has since gone a little bit down from that. It'll probably bounce back up. And in California, gasoline hit $8.60 for regular gasoline. So that's going to $10. You're going to see $10 a gallon gas in California in the not too distant future. And you're also going to be paying $10 for a loaf of bread. And one more piece of intel. Forgot to say this. From our friends in the silver and gold industry, they said the futures contracts are inverted, which is very rare. And also the silver supply has been blown out until about May. It's more than 30 days now. The premiums on silver coins and gold coins, the premiums are going insane. More than 10% premiums over spot price. That's what dealers are charging. And then often retailers tack on a little bit more on that. So you could be paying at retail right now, 12% over spot price very easily. Actually, it could be a lot more than that, depending on where it's coming from and how bad the supply is and which coins you want. So those of you who got gold and silver in the last year or a couple of years, you're sitting on a rare commodity now that's going to go up in value in a huge way, and people can't get it. The supply chain is just strained beyond all belief. So just about everything. Oh, yeah. Also, I heard Edward Dowd on Alex Jones yesterday. And Dowd, of course, he's the one who's put out the intel on life insurance. He's doing an analysis of the excess deaths. He says now 1.1 million excess deaths have happened in America since the vaccines were initiated. Remember when I said by the end of March of this year, we would see over 1 million Americans dead? And here we are, not even the middle of March, and it's 1.1 million Americans. So it's rolling out exactly as we predicted. And as Edward Dowd says, this is worse than a World War II event for America. It's worse, and in terms of casualty numbers, it's worse than Vietnam, and it's worse than World War II combined for America. And it's the American people. We have lived through warfare, and it's not even over. It's going to accelerate. And for the next 10 years, we're going to have vaccine deaths that continue to accelerate. And then on top of that, they're carrying out economic warfare against us right now. Sorry, I was just sneezing a little bit, if my voice sounds funny. Economic warfare is what we're going through right now. So they hit us with the spike protein, the mRNA, now economic warfare. They're going to crash the dollar, try to force us into CBDCs. They're cutting off the oil supply on purpose. Biden cut off the Keystone XL pipeline on day one in the White House. This is warfare against the American people. This is mass murder against the American people and people all over the world, too. People of Britain and France and Germany and so on. So things are about to get super, super difficult. Then I got a call from Bob Griswold this morning. He told me some other analysis about international war, what's about to happen in the Middle East and so on. It's bad, folks. It's just not that we should just panic or freak out, but get prepared at a level that you've never done before. Think about, what are you going to eat in August? What are you going to eat on Thanksgiving? You going to have any food? If you want to have food, then you got to start planning for it now. If you want to have ammo, you need to get ammo now. Same thing with fuel. It's a good idea to stock up on fuel if you can, if you have a safe way to store it. This is why I prefer storing diesel over gasoline, because diesel is so much safer and easier to store. In any case, that's my analysis for today. Just a quick take on it. I appreciate you. Be prepared. Be safe. I'll have more updates probably for you over the weekend. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com.